than a sea of fans who have their own opinion about our sport. As you are looking live at a sold out 22,000 plus jammed in downtown Boston at the Fleet Center. This is where it's at. This is Nitro.
There's Larry Bird.
There's Larry Bird. Here they are for our big main event here this past weekend. Bring all our programs, the main event on
WCW.
We all said that Nitro would be one of the biggest ever. It did not disappoint. Surprises, matches signed, and this one, Paul and Nash to take on Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Little warm-up, if you will, a little prelude, whatever you want to call it, to the World Tag Team Title bout this Sunday that the same two teams will collide in. And over the years, I've covered World Tag Team Title bout. I can't remember a bigger one than the Outsiders. Flair and Piper, the one coming up this Sunday at the Great American Bash.
Well, Piper's the icon in this sport, and Flair's 13 times heavyweight champion of the world. And believe me, the NWO, they've got something in store for Flair and Piper.
Over the past 3 or 4 weeks, we have seen repeated beatings at the hands of the Outsiders, at the hands of the Wolfpack, on Ric Flair. The Outsiders continually try to tell Flair that, hey, Piper's letting you down. He's out doing a new movie, Swept Away. He's out doing a new movie, and he's not there with you. They tried to come between the two, but as we saw in the interview with Mike Tenay before the program began, that they are as solid as ever, Flair and Piper.
Well, these men are professionals, and they've heard that propaganda before, and they know what the team of the Outsiders are up to. They're still going to have to climb through the rope, and those four men are still going to have to fight it out, and that's going to happen here live right now.
They stand for the Nature Boy.
Let's get it on.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, arriving. Oh, look at his face, Brain.
Yeah, he's not dancing now. He's ready.
And here's his partner.
I'd want him in my corner if I had trouble. I'd fought that man. It's not fun.
One of the greatest, toughest brawlers the sport has ever known or ever will know. The icon himself.
Piper is in Boston.
And they are standing everywhere here at the Fleet Center.
What a match this is going to be, and what a pay-per-view we got.
The two teams with such a bitter score to settle will meet here in this non-title bout in our feature bout on this two-hour edition of WCW Monday Nitro. Well, we've taken over Boston, thank you. In the world, Flair and Piper.
They haven't said a word yet to each other. They know what to do.
Well, you know, they're very businesslike.
Oh, no doubt about it.
About the matchup. They got to realize, though, you know, we have seen what the NWO has done in this program, Brain, with Hogan, with Luger, with the Attack. There are six, the Cruiserweight champion still on the outside. You realize he's going to become a factor here.
Oh, you got to watch him.
And it wasn't too long ago that Hall and Nash said that they are not out just to win. They are tapped to take out the icon and the Nature Boy. And here they go to work quickly in this matchup.
Well, they've made no bones about it. Piper and Flair on their hit list, and that's who they want to get their hands on at any expense.
Piper and Flair turn it around.
Look at the size of
Kevin Nash. And look at the size of the fight in Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Flair rolls down, blocks it. He and Scott Hall going at it. Nash and Piper in the other corner. And now the double team thinking that Piper's down. Piper can barely stand.
But he's still going forward.
Yeah, you're
he's
not
still
kidding.
Still going after the NWO.
I think since we have seen his return to our sport, since his return to WCW, we know that Piper will not quit, will not stay down. But he's down again. Flair's down as well. We do have to take a commercial break. The tape machines are rolling. Should the match end during the break, we will show you what happened. If not, we'll continue live on Nitro after this.
Piper's in a bad neighborhood there.
Yeah, he is.
Wrestling Monday Nitro, and we are in the midst of this tag team war. The same two teams who Sunday will battle for the world tag team championship reign going at it now. And during the break, as you can see, the remnants. It's been all outsiders.
They've had Piper in there the whole time. They've been pounding on this man. He's got to get to that corner to tag Flair.
Very tough to get out of the corner when a guy like Kevin Nash is on you. 7 feet tall. Well over 350 pounds. Look at this. Nails Flair. Flair rolls in. And Mark Curtis keeps Flair back, enabling a double team. I don't even think a tag was made on that.
No tag was made.
Piper. How much punishment can this man take?
He can take a lot.
It is absolutely incredible.
And he'll just take enough, and then he'll explode.
And Scott Hall brings him back to the corner.
Look at, there's the Piper I know. There's the Piper coming out of that corner. But he's got to make that tag. He's got to get the Nature Boy in there.
Try it again, but once again, the double teaming work by the outsiders dominating this matchup. You know what? You know, what in the world would happen should there be a further injury? And that's exactly what the outsiders would try. Here's a sleeper. And again, Piper.
There's your sleeper.
You're not kidding. Six, and Flair on the outside.
Piper can't make the tag. There's nobody there.
That's right. There's nobody to make a tag.
Rick, leave him alone.
Flair chasing six. And Piper Dixon.
How the heck would a tag? Just jump in and start fighting.
We've got a fight. Six getting involved. And the referee calling for the bell.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pube. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Hello and welcome to Testmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP John Paz. With me today, of course, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, this, the man behind the NWO, the man behind the 83 weeks of dominance in WCW. He is the games master, the taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, my man. How are you, JP?
I'm doing good. Just, it's interesting. We always said on this show, like, just the facts, you know, no bullshit. And we want to kind of get into certain things. But I was reading the other day about the backstage fight. This is 1997 now, between Kevin Nash and Rowdy Roddy Piper. And I know on this show, we've talked about backstage fights, of course, with Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Invader. You seem to be more honest than others. I mean, obviously, some people will not say make things up, but, you know, maybe they remember things differently. But you obviously have no skin in the game. Do you remember the backstage fight in 97 between Kevin Nash and Rowdy Roddy Piper?
No, I wasn't there that night. So, I mean, I don't even know what happened. I knew. I don't know why I wasn't there. I probably had a, you know, they probably sent me someplace else to do something that they thought might have been important, you know, line up a town or something. But, you know, they had had heat for quite a while, Piper and Kevin. And, you know, you got to remember that these guys, meaning when I say these guys, the Pipers or the Flairs, not so much Rick, but Hogan's, did they keep guys down? No, not really, but they're really protective of their spot. They didn't want to put guys over. I don't think Piper, can you, when he was running hot in WWF at the time, did Roddy put anybody over?
Really, if you really look at it, I know we lost to Rick Rude. But it was real. I mean, it was a televised house show, but it was like that was kind of iffy there. He never lost to Hogan. I know he lost to Tito on a house show. I know he lost to Snuka once, but it's like it was very few and far between. And really, the only guy he really super put over was Bret Hart.
Right, and they were supposedly cousins, right?
Yes, yes.
So you can see how they had laid. There was a very great story about they laid the road down, and Kevin and Scott said, "Yeah, but they had to fill in the potholes, right?"
Yep.
And that has a ring somewhat true. Do you know what I mean? And I've heard different stories. I mean, I've watched some commentaries with Nash, and I've watched some commentaries with Piper. Completely different stories, right?
Oh, yes. Can't get more complete. They're more completely different, yeah.
You know, Roddy says he leg dive Kevin, kicked him around and threw him out of the dressing room. And then Six, I never heard Kevin really talk about, but Six tells about it. Roddy came up to Kevin, and Kevin just slapped the shit out of him, you know?
Yep.
Is that what you heard?
Yep.
So, I mean, we're seeing things completely different. You know, there's always your side, my side, and the real side. So, who knows what happened?
Did they both have a lot of political power just as far as like saying, hey, I'll want this creative, I want this creative, we're changing this, we're changing that? Or is it always a kind of give and take or negotiation with those guys?
No, I mean, you got to realize Kevin and Scott, before they hooked up with Hogan, came in and literally set the place on fire, right?
Yes.
Then Piper came in later, correct? He didn't come in like they did.
Right, October 96 at Halloween Havoc, yep, months later, yep.
Right, so Piper is Roddy Piper. he drew money. And did he help? Absolutely. But I had to save his ass, brother. Remember how he came in with that group of five guys?
Yeah, that was awful.
I saved that. Do you know that?
How?
How did I save it? Okay, he had John Tenta, who they said was a guy off the streets. Remember that? They didn't tell anything about his background, right?
Right.
And they tried to say he was off the streets, that they forgot about him being in New York and working more for us, too. Then they had the kid that was supposedly Piper's handler, you know, the kid with the kilt and the goofy hat. What was his name?
Oh, man, I forget his name. Sean. Yeah.
His name was Sean something, I believe. And then who else did he have?
The boxer.
Yeah. And himself, and they had one other guy. Am I correct?
I think it was just those three for that show.
Okay,
then when they were doing Uncensored.
That was in Atlanta, right?
Believe so.
When they came out on TV, you know, Piper did his shit, right?
And the segment went way long. Yeah, yep.
I was there, and everybody was watching, and Eric, and everybody said, they've killed him. He's killed himself. I said, no, we can save it. They said, you can't save that. That's horrible, blah, blah. I said, yeah, we can. They said, how are you going to do it? I said, we're going to have Piper tell the truth. They said, what do you mean? I said, Piper's going to come out and said, I'm glad I did this trial run, because I can't. And John Tenta got really hot about this. Piper said, I can't go in and fight the NWO with this kind of talent. I'll get destroyed. So I'm going to reach out to my old friend, enemy, Ric Flair. And that might have should have been the way we should have started it, because Piper and Flair, right?
Yep.
But that saved that, because if he went in there with those guys for a pay-per-view, the pay-per-view would have bombed. But when I put them with Piper, they did a hell of a number. And so there was heat. As smart as Roddy was, and he was a smart guy, sometimes he would box himself in. Do you know what I mean? He would come up with an idea, build on the idea, but then he would start adding pieces and adding pieces, and it didn't work. So him and Kevin got crossways. So I have no idea about that fight. But if I was going to be a betting man, Roddy was getting up in age. He wasn't old, but he was getting up in age. He had a hip replacement.
Yep.
And he was going against Nash. I mean, people don't understand. Kevin Nash, I knew Kevin. I knew of Kevin when he went to University of Tennessee, because I was wrestling in Knoxville off and on for the Fullers. Kevin sparred with John Tate. Do you know who John Tate was?
The heavyweight boxer?
Yeah, he was the world champion. If he had lasted another 20 seconds, he would have beat Hercules Weaver. Do you remember Hercules Weaver?
Very vaguely.
Okay, he would have knocked him out with 20 seconds left to go in the fight. And Tate had won. It was 15th round. Tate had won 13 of the 14 rounds they had fought. But Kevin sparred with him. Kevin was in incredible shape. He was 7 feet. Could Piper have beaten him? I'm not sure, but I would have bet on Kevin. You know what I mean?
Nash was in his prime, too.
Yeah, so I don't buy the story that he leg-dived Kevin and knocked him down and beat him up. and threw him out of the restroom. I don't see that.
So interesting you mentioned the John Tenta stuff, because the buildup to Uncensored 97 is kind of where it started from, like you were saying. It was Piper, John Tenta, Leighton Morrison, and then Craig Malley, your buddy Craig Malley. Yeah. I can't believe we forgot Craig. But yeah, that was the group, and then obviously the Horsemen got the change up, if you will. He calls Flair, which sets up the little thing with him and Flair, so that he gets Benoit, Mongo McMichael, and Jeff Jarrett on his team. Flair obviously is injured. When Flair does return, it is Slamboree 97, what we're talking about. Was there anything that happened in that match that set up the fight backstage? Because backstage, when it happened, apparently Nash was unhappy with something Piper did in that match. Did you ever hear that Piper maybe went off script or something?
Here's what I heard, that Kevin told him, we can't jumpstart this match. Whether it was right or wrong, Kevin was the heel, but Piper, I mean, Kevin was the babyface. Piper's the heel.
Piper's the babyface. It was Piper, Kevin, yeah. Green, Flair.
That's what I meant.
And then Hall, Nash, and Six are the heels. Yep.
Right. And where I'm going with this is, he said, we can't jump start this match. And maybe that's right because of Kevin Green. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't have been a big enough problem. But that seemed to be a problem for Nash and Hall, that the guy wouldn't listen to them. You know what I mean? They thought, and rightfully so, that they had grown out of being young guys in the business, that they were drawing money. Piper jump started it right away. You know what I mean? And they had to put in time. So Kevin's thought was, how are you going to put in this time if we jump started? You know what I mean? Yeah. How are we going to calm it down? So something went wrong there. And this one, where the fight supposedly happened, was in Boston, right?
Well, it actually was in Charlotte when they really supposedly started a fight after Slamboree.
Well, they had words in Boston, I remember. Yeah.
It is interesting, though, because Hall, Nash, I guess sometimes jokingly say, you know, especially Hall, they're not jobbing, not losing the guys. But we've talked about this on the show all the time, that Hall and Nash would actually job and lose the guys in certain situations. But obviously, you know, they're top stars. It's got to be the right timing. And we were talking about Piper had sometimes a problem jobbing, not really job per se, but sometimes, you know, he would have a problem putting guys over. I mean, Hulk, for God's sake, never put over Hogan. So. Right. Is that the issue, too, that they're both kind of going back and forth? Like, I'm not putting you over. I'm not putting you over.
Well, look at Kevin and Scott in Six. And I think this was Six's idea, that they all lost at the same time.
Yep.
And, I mean, how right was that call by Six? I got a question the other day. What do I think about Six? He's the only guy I know that's in the Hall of Fame twice for two different groups. So I think in the world of him, I think he's a very intelligent guy. And so I'm sure he came up with that finish and walked them on the plank on the pirate ship that they could accept jumping off into the deep water, Kevin and Scott. And it was done at the right place, Charlotte.
It seems like if you job to Piper, then he'll do the job to you, not vice versa. Oh, he had to beat Hogan first, then Hogan job. The Outsiders had to lose to him here at Slamboree, and then they get to beat him in a tag match against Flair at Great American Bash the month later. So is that right with Piper? Kind of a little bit tit for tat?
Yeah, I think so, but here's the other thing. You know, we talked about Hogan and Savage, you know, Lucy and the football. When he puts Piper over and goes to sleep for Piper, it's a non-title match. And everybody in the building, including myself, thought it was a title match the way it was advertised.
Including you?
Including me.
Right, right.
So
me too, as a fan, yeah.
So it's almost like what he did to Randy, right? So, I mean, it's a shame that they couldn't get along, but I understand why.
If you look at it, what Piper said, he took him down, kicked him out of the locker room. He had the takedown. Nash says that he bitch slapped him, knocked him down, and kicked him out of the locker room, basically. That, you know, that kind of thing. But Six, like you said, he kind of basically agreed with Nash, but he did say, I guess, Nash hyperextended his knee. Like, he further hurt his knee during that little altercation. So I think Piper was taking like a little bit of the truth with the knee and kind of throwing that in there, but not wanting to say, you know, he got bitch slapped by this monster and kind of making himself look bad. So I kind of got to go Nash and Six on that one, but it's just one of those things where it's like, wow, I can't believe two of the biggest names in the industry at that point are fighting backstage basically because of politics.
Right. Right. But I mean, it was like swimming in the water in the ocean with blood in it, and the sharks were always swimming around. It was very, very political at the time.
And it's interesting with Piper. I mean, go all the way back to the 80s where he wouldn't job to Hogan, right? So I was buddies with King Kong Bundy. We talk about it all the time. He was saying that he loves Hogan. Hogan got him over. And what happened was basically, I guess in Vince's head, he was almost thinking like it's got to be Hogan, Piper, WrestleMania 2 in the cage, right? I mean, like, you know, kind of blow it off. But then they kind of went a different direction with T and Piper because Piper would never put Hogan over. So they're not going to put Hogan and Piper in the cage together. So Hogan was basically like, oh, I love this guy, Bundy. You know, I brought him to Japan with me. I can make money with this guy. But also, we'll do the story. We'll injure my ribs, but I know he'll lose to me in the end. Is that something like you would think of Piper too? It's like, wow, if you even think about it, even guys in the business are thinking like he's not putting some guys over. If he won't put Hogan over, maybe he won't put me over.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. If you weren't putting if Piper wasn't putting Hogan over, why would he put anybody else over?
Right. And Bundy, like what said, he's kind of like lucky because he got WrestleMania 2, he got the main event, he's on the poster, he's making all that money.
Right.
Kind of not just because Piper wouldn't job, but you would think that it was because Hogan and Piper wasn't going to happen at WrestleMania 2. They kind of had a, obviously way thought out, but they had to change gears.
If you follow logic from WrestleMania 1 to 2, it should have been Piper and Hogan.
Yes. Yep.
You know, they had been together since the dawn of rock and wrestling.
Yep.
They had the score to settle it all on MTV.
Yep, the war to settle score, yep.
Yeah, the war to settle score. They had the most publicity of a heel or a baby face. And then they, I'd like King Kong Bundy, but you're sliding a brand new guy in there, and maybe rightfully so as a substitute, but it was a lot more storyline with Piper and Hogan.
Big time, yep. And they had their pay-per-view match at the Wrestling Classic, too, that went to a DQ with Hogan and Piper. So again, it was like, my God, like he's not putting Hogan over at all, really, just by DQ and count-out, things like that, but not by submission, not by pinfall. And I guess, you know, probably wouldn't even lose to him in the cage match. So you kind of had to go in the Bundy direction, which if you look at it, turned out great for Bundy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty just amazing that Piper can kind of do that. But he's Roddy Piper, so it's nothing. It's not like anything saying anything bad or degrading him at all. But it's one of those things where I guess Piper can be Piper because he's Roddy Piper, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I think you're right.
With Nash and him, did they ever kind of like get over it? Because I remember this is years later, they were arguing on Twitter and Piper had his podcast and Nash was supposed to go on there. But as far as I know, he never went on. I don't think that show ever happened. Did they ever make up?
I don't know. I mean, if he didn't go on his podcast, that's funny because I'm going to be on Kevin's podcast next Monday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, if they didn't work that out by then, I mean, it's too bad because they're two of the biggest names in the history of the business. It's just too bad.
You're going to have to ask Kevin about this Piper stuff. Yeah, look
yeah,
at
I
that.
Will.
It's awesome. Does I know you love Nash, but does Nash love the Booker man?
Oh, I think so. I think Kevin and I mean, Kevin used to come down to the Keys every year to train and work out. And, he stayed at the same hotel, and we'd always have a big party for him and his family. Big barbecue. Yeah.
Pretty cool. You're going to be on that with him. It's awesome. Did he ever, like, pick your head, if you will, pick your knowledge, pick your brain, as far as, like, booking and stuff? Or was that a big topic of conversation?
I was Kevin's assistant when he was the booker. Very smart guy. Saw things differently. Up on everything. Anything that was happening in the world, he knew how to bring it to wrestling, like the Tupac headband. Do you know that? When he used to wear it backwards, Kevin, and the knot in the middle like Tupac?
Yep.
He made references to Attica. Remember when they handcuffed him?
Yeah, Attica, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he made references to the counterculture. I mean, he would wear stuff like the rappers were wearing.
Yep.
He's just a smart, smart guy. He can talk to you about anything. Whether it's art, wine, fine cooking, baseball, football, hockey. He's really funny. A really funny dude.
Nash is the man. Can't knock big Kev, big sexy, if you will. Can't knock him.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Kevin, obviously you can follow you on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. What else is going on?
I'm going to be at the Gathering in Charlotte in a couple of weeks, so come by and see me. I'm doing me, Steve Kern, Bob Roop, Briscoe, and Brian Blair are doing something on Championship Wrestling from Florida on Thursday night. So you'll be able to ask us questions and we're going to tell stories. So I'm really looking forward to our fans coming up and saying hello to us, JP.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. See you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You can check us out on Facebook. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hand with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in Below the Waist Grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
What happened between you and Roddy Piper after one of the TVs at Nitro?
It was in Boston. Sat in the back. We were going towards Moline for a pay-per-view, and we sat in the back with him and Rick and said, you know, no matter what we do tonight, we can't start this angle, you know, can't start the match hot. We'll have nowhere to go, and we'll have nowhere to go when we go to Moline pay-per-view. So we all agree, and we kind of get an idea of what we're going to do. We go out there, and Piper attacks, just does the exact opposite thing, and I'm trying to cut him off to throw him outside. He won't sell anything I'm doing. It turns into a clusterfuck, and we got in the back, you know, and I just was in the locker room, and Hogan stirred me, and I went in there just to confront him, like, what the fuck are you thinking? And he jumped up like he was going to come, so I just open hand smacked him,
right?
You know, I just smacked him, and that was it. I knocked him down, and he didn't want nothing to do with me, and I felt like a fucking bully, you know. Because his reputation was he was this badass, and, you know, it was almost like he'd been selling wolf tickets all this time. Hmm. You know, I hit him, and I think Eric thought he was a badass, and then Eric was like, Jesus, that was it? Because Eric thought I was insane, which I probably was. But really a bad decision on my behalf.
Did you guys make amends later on?
We've never sat down and said, hey, I'm sorry, you know, Rod, for doing that. But we've become friends. I mean, it's, you know, we put it behind us. But it was just a really poor decision on my behalf.
What happened, or what are your memories between the match with you, Scott, and the Nasty Boys? Jerry said that you guys worked a little bit stiff, or Scott worked stiff with him in the ring.
The one where all the shit happened?
Yeah.
He's such a liar. No, what happened? This is the story of this whole thing, the show, his ignorance. Jerry had a bad neck, and it was known to Scott and I, and to Knobs, and to Jerry, of course, who had the bad neck. And Jerry had talked to JJ, and JJ said, just go work the match. And I heard JJ say that to him. I was right there in the room. So we worked the match, and it's Scott threw a chair at Jerry, and Jerry didn't see it, and it was like a bowling chair, not a folding chair, but like a plastic Brunswick chair. And he threw it, and Jerry didn't see it through the lights, and it came and hit him, gave him like a stinger. He scooted in, you know, Scott thought he was going to feed him a comeback. And Sags went in and just beat him up, potatoed him. By the time Scott knew what happened, he was you know, bleeding. Because, you know, those us working stiff, Jesus. Those guys, I mean, they couldn't work life if they wanted to. So, but anyway, they ended up suing us out of this whole thing. And instead of just... As soon as he got hit with that chair, if he would have crumbled and said, hey, you know, like, the worst thing you can do is go after the boys.
Right.
You know, he wasn't smart enough to realize he had a company.
Yeah.
You know, I think he ended up getting like, you know, he got fired or got let go or whatever it was, probably from a $300,000 or $400,000 a year spot. Got nothing in settlement, maybe $100,000 or $200,000.
All right.
You know, just a really poor business, and went after us. You know, went after me and Scott, and we were, you know, I always considered him a friend up until then. I don't dislike the guy; I just think he made some really, you know, made some bad choices in his life.